Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. For the last few weeks, we've entered into a time where we are discussing fasting and praying. Our series has focused primarily on the spiritual disciplines of fasting. We've chosen not to really focus so much on the tools and the how-to, but the reason behind fasting. What is the motivation in our hearts that would cause us to desire to focus totally on the Lord through the abstinence of food and the abstinence of certain activities and routines in our lives? The intent of fasting, of course, is to draw us closer to the Lord. It creates a window of time and an intentionality toward being with God and relinquishing those things that stand in the way of gaining our attention. We've listed each series by saying what fasting is. Fasting is a period of time where we sacrifice to draw closer to God. Fasting is a heart issue, of course, for the heart is wicked and desperately wicked, as Jeremiah told us. So it is a heart issue. The fasting is a battle of the soul for our mind, our will, and our overall emotions, even our ambition, making sure that we do those things which honor God. Today we're going to focus on that fasting is an opportunity to connect with the Holy Spirit. Our scripture comes out of John 14, 16 through 17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And that's John 14, 16 through 17. One of the greatest gifts we receive when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior is the presence of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not a permanent resident of believers. The Holy Spirit was given to leaders and other individuals in order to enable them to do the work of God, such as King Saul, such as several of the prophets and priests within the sect. However, with the coming of Jesus, with the giving of the new covenant, came the Holy Spirit and his presence. The church today desperately needs to rediscover the true person and work of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Trinity has been grossly misrepresented, insulted, and grieved by a movement to really minimize his power or to exaggerate it. And this is an opportunity as we fast and pray to really understand the Holy Spirit and to listen to him. Matter of fact, it is key and critical before starting any fast that we look to the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us as to what is the right fast for us and what is the goal of our fast. Each fast that we choose should be accompanied by a specific purpose, whether that purpose is to address a specific need, whether that purpose is to address a sin or a weakness in our spiritual armor that needs to be strengthened, whether it is simply a strengthening of our prayers. In one book, it's been listed that there are 12 specific ministries that the Holy Spirit has with each and every one of us. If we would only be willing to work with Him in those areas. While there are 12 of those, I would like to at least share 4 of those to consider today. The Holy Spirit will, of course, draw unsaved sinners to Jesus. At the same time, He will also convict those who are believers in order to do the things that they need to do. The most important, I think, is that the Holy Spirit will regenerate our human spirits. It says that we would renew our minds and that our hearts each day we would look to do those things which honor and align with God's will. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to help renew our spirit to do those things. It draws us closer to the Lord because spirit speaks to spirit, and that is how we know the nature of God. That is how we know Jesus and His spirit and what His goals and His objectives are and His teachings are recalled to us. That's why He shared with His disciples before He left that the Holy Spirit would be an advocate to help them, a spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit will help us in our prayer life. In Ephesians 6, Paul tells those in Ephesus that as they are putting on the armor of God, that the final piece of that armor is to pray, and to pray in the Spirit, to pray under the sway of the Spirit, being aligned with His will. And that's why when we talk about fasting and prayer, it is so important to engage and invite the Holy Spirit to search us in those areas that are needing renewal. The Holy Spirit will anoint us with this divine power. And that is where we see the disciples today, the disciples in the scripture today, being told that the things that they would have to do, it would have to come through the power of the Holy Spirit. And of course, we're most familiar with the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit found in Galatians 5. Fasting can potentially strengthen our connection with the Holy Spirit in various ways, though it's important to remember that it's not a formula or something that we would use, and its impact can vary depending on our intentions and our various experiences. Some potential benefits include increased focus and clarity. By removing the distractions of food and worldly concerns, fasting can create space for focused prayer, meditation, and reflections. This can quiet the mind and open it to receive the messages from the Holy Spirit through scripture, intuition, and other means. Fasting can heighten our spiritual sensitivity. The physical discomfort of hunger or the removal of those things that stand in the way of our attention can heighten our awareness of our physical and our spiritual needs. It can make us more open to sensing the presence of the Holy Spirit. This can lead to a deeper appreciation of God's grace and guidance in our life. Fasting can help us practice humility and surrender. The act of fasting can be a humbling experience, reminding us of our dependence on God and our need for His guidance. This surrender can pave the way for a deeper connection with the Holy Spirit, who often works through humility and openness. Fasting can enhance our inner peace and strength. The discipline and focus required for fasting can build inner strength and resilience. This can transfer into a greater capacity for receiving and acting on the purpose and direction God has set for our lives. In review, fasting can increase our focus and clarity. It can increase and heighten our spiritual sensitivity. It can increase our humility and surrender and enhance the inner peace and strength that God has for us, all through our connection with the Holy Spirit. While fasting can be a valuable tool for spiritual gift, for spiritual growth, it's not a magic bullet. It should be approached with reverence and sincerity, not as a way to manipulate God's favor. Ultimately, the most important factor in connecting with the Holy Spirit is that our heart's intention and openness to His presence is increased. Fasting can be a supporting practice, but it's our relationship with God that truly matters. The Holy Spirit is always available to us when we seek Him. Whether we choose to fast or not, cultivating a regular life of prayer, reading scripture, and actively seeking God's guidance are powerful ways to deepen our connection with the Spirit. Fasting is an opportunity to connect with the Holy Spirit. And so that's it for today with reference to our teaching, but we never end our time together without inviting those who may not at this time have a personal relationship with Jesus. This is a great time to do it. All that you need to do is to ask the Lord, ask Him to forgive you of your sins, and that you recognize Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that you're ready to live a new life. At that time, you will then have an opportunity to connect with the Holy Spirit and move forward in the life that God has planned just for you. Please go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and learn more about how you can do that. If you have any questions, please go to the comments tab and contact us, and we'll get back with you and have a discussion on how you can begin that today. What a glorious time this is of Lenten as we see the humility, love, and the grace of God that was given to us through Jesus Christ, and the power that is now us through His power that lives within us through the Holy Spirit. Please share this podcast with your friends and family. And again, we thank you for tuning into our ministry. We don't take it lightly. We ask that you would pray for us, and we will pray for you. And we look forward to seeing you next week on Morning Reflections. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.